My name is Jamil Perrant. I'm calling out of the Indiana Department of Corrections, and this piece is called Uplift Michigan City, ISP. I was transferred from Wabash Valley to ISP in like 2019. Now, I went from one situation to another. Now, knowing that one plantation ain't better than the other plantation, I just knew that one was closer to my mother and my father. So when I got there, I seen the conditions of it. It's a very dark place. It's a very, very, very dark place. So when I seen what was going on there, the suicide rates, and it's 100-something people dying there on a yearly rate. And ODs and things like this, and administration not doing nothing about it. People can't go to school. And if you is rallying and fighting for something, they're coming through messing with you. I was down there striving, campaigning, you know, about going home and things like this over my tablet. They come through, internal affairs took my tablet. They wrote me up for having socks, talking about STG, Security Threat Group, for painting on socks. So internal affairs snatched people up for socks. I knew something was going on. They were trying to do anything to stop my communication to the world. Once again, had I been on something that was a little gang banging or something, or a little selling some dope, or smoking some dope, they would have left me alone. They would have knew, okay, he cool, we know what he doing. We cool with what he doing. But Michigan City is a dark place. All the brothers that's down there that's striving, all the brothers that's down there that's still holding their head up and making it through, man, all praise to the Creator to keep them alive, to keep them upbeat. I was next door to people who was cutting themselves. This one man, he was cutting on himself, and then he'd snap into it. He'd be like, y'all, this ain't me. I don't know what's going on. Y'all, this ain't me. He'd snap right back into it and get the cutting on himself. And I'm watching this happen over a period of days. I watched three people die in like 1 month just on the darkness of the place. I'm not even talking about the murder part. Some of them killing themselves. It's different from watching somebody turn on themselves. It's a different kind of evil that circulates through that. And the administration ain't knowing nothing about that. On the parts they can do something about. I'm watching brothers give up. I had a friend I grew up with, and he was going through terrible conditions down there in Michigan City. And he did. He died. I ain't just grew up when he was in prison. I knew him when I was in the world, in the free world. And I'm just thinking in my head and saying, damn, this, I hope this ain't my, I'm going through a lot of anxieties. Like, whoa, I hope this ain't me. I had friends that I grew up with that when I went down and I seen them, they was lost. They was gone. Their spirit was empty. It was void. These places are dark places, man. ISP is a dark place. And them people ain't doing nothing. They want it dark. They want to keep it dark. We just praying that they can be supported, man. Y'all send y'all prayers out for Michigan City and ISP, Indiana State Prison. Y'all send y'all prayers out for them. Please, y'all do that. I'm glad I made it out of that. I'm now in a level 2. I'm in a minimum security prison. I'm a step away from home. But I know my story ain't nothing if I can't tell nobody else's. So I thank y'all.
These commentaries are recorded by Prison Radio.